Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
No, I was just going to say that you seem to have you missed the music.
The
opening music.
We're back, baby.
Awesome. So that distracted me, but I had to come up with something new to say. But everyone, welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, May 25th.
Yes.
As we're heading towards June, we're getting the June gloom already.
Yes.
Which is what we call overcast weather in May, June, whatever. So that's what we have today. Is this reminding you of Ireland or
yes.
did you have some sun?
Nope. No, we did.
You did get
it
some
goes
sun?
From this to raining to sunny to raining to sunny to back to forth. It just
like
goes
on
back
the same day?
Like in the same second.
Really?
It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So clouds just come and go
yes.
all the time.
It's very dramatic.
Rain.
It looks like Game of Thrones. If you've ever seen a scene from Game of Thrones where we were in the southwest part by the Ring of Kerry. So imagine Game of Thrones and just but me instead of anyone like a queen.
Right.
That's where we were.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Lots
so
of rocks
so
and
overall
cliffs and
did you have fun?
Yes.
It was worth it, right? There's nothing like traveling, Tori. You
traveling
know
traveling I mean? Is amazing.
You get to see people living
and we
life.
Yeah, and we literally were on the edge of the Atlantic. Like we were in a cottage on the edge of the Atlantic. It was just beautiful. We travel is always annoying. Both my husband and I got it was just travel can be annoying getting there, and they make the flights in between like really short, so you have to like race. And I'm not a runner.
Yeah,
if you know, I don't exercise very well. Anyway, and then it was great. Everyone in Ireland so nice. The food is so good. The drinks are so good. Yes, it's everyone got drunk the way you wanted them to in the Irish pubs. It was exactly what you wanted Ireland to be. Do
right.
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you were completely satisfied with what you saw, what you experienced.
Oh, yeah. We did some falconry. I let some birds
I did
land.
See the pictures
oh, yeah.
or the videos. That's awesome.
I had a Harris hawk on me and said owls. I had a lot of owls on me.
So now, so is that like something where you go out in the woods and it happens?
Yeah.
So it's not like in a closed place,
no.
right? They're
no.
not like in captivity.
No, that's why I felt like.
And they
like
just come to you?
Yeah, well, they did. They put a falconry glove, so now I'm really feeling like I'm in Game of Thrones.
Right.
It goes way up to here, and I'm kind of. I wore a sweater with a fox on it. Like I wanted to be in Game of Thrones,
right.
and I'm in the forest in Ireland. And the guy was like, "Just find a truck with birds on it." And I'm like, "This is so cool." And we get there, and the guy's like, "Hello, I'm Patrick or Sean." Or I thought if it was Jeffrey, it was Jeffrey. And he's like, "Everyone put these on." And he brought out his bird, and you put on your falconry glove, and you just put a little bit of meat in your thumb,
uh-huh.
and the bird just lands, and then it flies
really?
Off, and follows us as we hike, and then it lands on you whenever you want it to.
Whoa.
And I'm like, obviously,
how cool
oh.
is that? Huh?
Then we had cool owls come out, and he had us pet the owls, and. It was so cool. And it was raining and then sunny and then a rainbow. And it was like,
see,
it was
I would
so
love
Irish.
That. Yeah, because you get weather.
It was Irish.
Right?
Yeah. Lucky Charms were literally like
pouring
the sky.
From the sky.
Yeah, like, it was like that. Like, it was just great. It was really fun. We went to a pub in, that was in Killarney. And we just went to different places. We went to a pub in the Blind Piper, which is in where we were, which is, I guess you'd say West Cove or Castle Cove or Sneem. It's around there. Anyway, and a guy got drunk and started fighting with the bartender. And it was like just what you wanted. Like, he was like, "I just want another pint, mate." He was like, "Get the fuck out of my bar."
Really?
And I was like, "Yay!"
Wow.
And I was like, fight.
Yeah, you get to watch a movie.
And then like some goats ran by. And I was like, yeah, this is what I wanted. You know I mean,
it's totally different from
oh
here, right?
God.
I mean, takes you.
God.
People need those kinds of vacations, you know?
Yeah, and no one was on their phone.
Yeah,
no
right?
one was. There was no Wi-Fi. We're talking edge of the world. Nobody was on their phone.
Yeah,
and you're just like, wow.
And you enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was desperately trying to find Wi-Fi to see how many Instagram likes I got on my Irish pictures.
You see, that's the thing, though. I mean,
you
we
could
have
see
that
it.
Addiction.
You could, and when we met with the waiters, we had a lot of time speaking with them, and they'd say the difference. What's the worst thing you see in Americans? And they say they're on their phones the whole time. They're on their phones
really?
Always. So, and then they said Trump, but that was.
that came second,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but there was like little girls with red hair running in their Catholic schoolgirl uniform as the church bells rang, and I was like, "Oy vey, Izmir, this is
really?
Such a
so,
postcard,
like such cliches,
such a cliche,
right?
Like, great, great." But driving on the wrong side of the road on the cliff and ring of Kerry is not fun.
Not
like,
fun,
right?
Huh?
No, that
I know
you,
it's
we
crazy.
Almost thought we were going to die like several times.
Wow.
Yeah, and like a lot of marriages were on the edge because people came in as couples to the wedding. It was for a wedding, and everyone walked in being like, "No, you did that. No, you did that." Like,
oh wow!
The drive.
Drive?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
It was like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour drive from the airport.
That's,
and I already
awesome.
Been in the air for yeah. 11 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would die.
Yeah.
Now, how was the wedding?
Gorgeous, beautiful.
Yeah.
My husband was the best man and gave just a beautiful speech. Everyone had Guinness, and there was Irish dancing and some of like Kanye like mixed in. I got just nice and toasted with some Jameson and some Guinness. I just had a great time.
Ooh.
Just a beautiful time. I loved it. It was just far, far, far away.
Yeah,
it was on the edge of my dreams. That's
right.
Like how far it went.
Yeah.
It was like,
but hey, think about it. You go through the 10,
that's
15
the whole point.
Hours, but then you enjoy yourself for a week.
Right.
You
now,
know?
Yeah. Now, the problem is some of us got a little airsick on the way there. And on the way back, United Airlines, speaking of bad representation, none of the TV screens worked on any of the screens. So it was 11 hours with no in-flight entertainment.
Yeah.
And so you were just like sitting there. And I'm like, I'm going to go just batshit crazy if I do this.
And then they tell you can't take a laptop with you, so you can't, or soon they will,
so,
right?
So
then you can't have any entertainment.
Yeah,
at
it,
all.
It was going to be a brawl if I couldn't get my laptop out. But they did give us each $100 vouchers. So that was nice. I think United's having a little bit of a PR
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, they are. They are.
At least no one got dragged out by their hair and concussed. But all in all, it was so much fun. I ate a lot of carbs. I ate a lot of a lot of carbs,
a lot
of beer, and a lot of green rain and happiness and fog and drama.
How can you argue with
yeah.
that, man? How
yeah.
can you argue with
yeah.
that? So did you take a lot of pictures and stuff?
Yeah,
and
we took some video. I'm going to put a whole little thing together, but the
yeah.
best was the best is I'm going to show you where we literally were on the edge of a cliff on the edge of the Atlantic.
Ah.
Yeah, we didn't see a stoplight like the entire time we were there. Like we were literally on the edge of
really?
A cliff. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what a
yeah.
picture like when you read books and stuff.
It was
you know?
Just like when you're...
Really?
I felt like I was in Bilbo Baggins, like the Shire. And the cottage we're in was like really low. And we tried to build a fire and then it kind of exploded in the house. So we put it out really quickly. But it was great. And all my friends came from all over the world to the wedding. So it couldn't have been more fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you rested and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest. We're going to have a fascinating show today.
Yeah.
You know, we like to talk about interesting stuff here, but just in just a couple moments, I did want to bring up that while you were gone, Sir Roger Moore has passed.
I know.
And at the age of 89. Now, I was totally amazed by how much outpouring of love there is for him, because at one point, not many people knew about him.
I mean,
here.
Yeah.
You know, in Europe they did.
It's
I grew
old school
up on
James
him.
Bond. Yeah, that's your James Bond. He, apparently, the reason for the outpouring is he couldn't have been a kinder human being.
He was an amazing
did
man.
Did you hear the story that everyone's going viral?
No.
He's in the He's in the airport and a little kid comes up and says, "Can I get your signature?" And he says, and he signs it Roger Moore, and he goes, "No, you're James Bond."
Uh-huh.
And he whispers, "I can't tell you I'm James Bond. I have to go by this name because they'll come for me." That, you know. And the kid never forgot it. Then like 30 years later, he's interviewing him in Cannes, and he says, "I don't know if you remember this, Mr. Moore, but I was that kid that went up to you and said, hey, and you signed it and you gave me this great thing saying I'm James Bond." He's like, "Oh, I don't remember, but that's great." And then later he came up to him and was like, "I do remember, but I still have to pretend to be
Wow, I hope that's true.
But
he had that kind of sense of humor,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it came through in his acting when you would watch him in The Saint. You see, The Saint was a total precursor to him being a James Bond,
yeah.
you know?
Because I only remember with Val Kilmer. I didn't even know Roger Moore
did this. No. He was the one original. That was the saint in Britain. He had a nice car. And the only reason he was getting into trouble is he was rich. He didn't have anything else to do. And he was the saint, you know? And it's so it always started with some action, and then he would introduce himself. But people would always know him. And they, you're Mr. Simon Templar. And a little halo would come over his head.
Oh, I'd never heard of this. I only know him as Bond.
And he'd go, It was great. It was great. And then he had a series, a less known one, with Tony Curtis. It was called The Persuaders.
Whoa.
So Tony was an American. Mm-hmm. He was a British like gentlemen, but really rich also. Mm-hmm. They were both rich. So one had a Ferrari.
He's always rich in these things.
Right, yeah. You know? Because that's what he represents. I mean, he looks like a rich man.
Yeah.
A rich British man.
I mean, he gave a lot of people the idea of what James Bond should look like.
Right.
He is the archetype of what a lot of people base it on.
Right.
Now, I've moved. I mean, I'm a little bit more Sean Connery.
I know. I'm more Sean Connery.
Some people, we all have our dates. Right. We all have our, and some people are Daniel Craig, which I think is that awesome, but not he shouldn't be blonde, but Idris Elba would be great too. But anyway, everyone has their own Bond, but he right. was like the start for a lot
right. Everybody's got their own Bond. Yeah. I grew up on Sean Connery, but that's what I'm saying. I mean,
I grew up on Pierce Brosnan. For me, that was
yeah, like, right. Yeah. I thought he was great.
He was great.
But the point I was trying to make is that although I liked Sean Connery as James Bond, you know, we were watching The Saint at about the same time, and then when Roger Moore was selected to be James Bond, to me it was the biggest celebration because it was my biggest idol. I had like life size poster of him in my room.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was
Sam,
like 13,
I had no
14.
idea. You were such a Roger Moore fan.
I was a Roger Moore fan, and that's why I had to convey this.
Wow, I didn't know
Roger Moore poster in my room in my preteens.
That's incredible. Yeah, I think a lot of people had posters of him all over there. He was part of pop culture in a way that is indelible in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
Old, young, men, women, all races.
Yeah,
you know,
you know, he had just
rare.
The perfect face. I remember when I would learn to draw. To this day, if I draw a human face, it's going to look like Roger Moore. I swear to you, that's the way it is.
I'm never going to forget that quote.
Yeah.
If I had to draw a human face, I would draw Roger Moore.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know, but it is time to watch all his movies again, man. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I know that.
Well, rest in peace, sir. You did well.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our guest. I mean, there's just so much to talk about, but we don't want to keep her waiting here. I can tell you somehow are restless, right? Is that correct, Siona?
No.
Not a restless person?
Not at all.
None at all. Okay. We have Siona Thacker joining us in the studio. Welcome to the show, Siona.
Thank you.
Okay. You've been here before, but that was a long time ago. So we're going to talk about everything that you do, everything that you believe, everything that you present, which I find fascinating. And by the way, Siona is going to make me another map that we're going to do soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell Tori what a map tell her what the maps that you do mm-hmm. are.
Okay, before I start with the map, I like to mention that I have very heavy accent.
Okay.
It's very hot. It's very hot.
Well, you don't have to say it. We know this, but
hot.
That's okay.
No, but I mean,
no reason.
People think I'm French.
Ah.
I'm not French. And this, maybe it was the life before.
Ah, life before.
Something left from the life before.
I do. I speak French. Je parle français. And you do sound very French.
but of course.
I knew you were going
to
do that.
I have to do that.
I know
that.
It. So cute.
But okay, map, it's Kabbalistic map, which is different than, you see, sometimes people think that when you do map, it's something to do with astrology, and it's nothing to do with that. It just, I don't have any name to describe what I'm doing. Then I just call that different name. I'm using different name from this materialist world, so people can understand what we're going for.
Right.
Basically, what I'm doing is I'm going through the path of, about the life of the person, mm-hmm. like from beginning, since he was born.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like people tell me what they're doing or if they're married or give me any information because it's very confusing me.
Right.
So what I like, just come blank. I have no idea who you are, what you're doing. And then I tell him all the life story since I was born until the present time.
Right. Wow. So she doesn't do research on you by like internet and stuff,
right,
she can later guess things about you.
Right,
she
right.
actually doesn't want to be in touch. You just get what the birth date
the
and
birth
what else?
Date
do you need?
And the name of the person. The
name.
Because and then I translate that to Hebrew birth date.
Right.
Hebrew
Rachel,
calendar.
Shoshana.
Right.
And because this is very accurate. So, and then when somebody come to me, I mean, then I tell him what happened each year in his life without knowing the person.
Wow.
And if I prove, I mean, the reason I'm doing that, it's not for me, it's actually for the customers.
Sure.
Because if I'm right on your past, I must be right
in your future.
Right.
And if I'm not right, that means everything, I just make up a story.
Right.
So I have to be also very carefully because when somebody come, I talking about the present, and then I go into the future like 5-7 years ahead.
I'm going to need a map.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to want a map.
You want a map?
Immediately, I'm going to need a map.
Yeah, and like an Indiana Jones type of map, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, I don't tell them, okay, next year going to be that and that and
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
I telling you what the opportunity you're going to have in life, and you're the one going to decide what you want to do, if you take the opportunity or you're not taking the opportunity. And not only that, I mean, I'm basically giving you advice, what I advise you to do, but I never tell people, like, what you should do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you believe in free choice and free will.
I believe in free choice.
And free will. And the thing is that, so what you're saying is, things are not predetermined for us. There's opportunities, and then we decide which opportunity to take.
Okay, so if I can translate what you're saying to what I think you're saying in terms of a Loman, I don't know this, but it's almost like you're showing us a hallway with lots of doors,
yes.
and that they could be open to a lot of things, but it's up to you to choose
which
door you go through.
You
is
go.
That what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly
what
I'm saying.
Yeah, but basically, every year you have 4 doors that it's open.
Oh, wow.
Every 6 months, if I divide the one year to 6 months,
yeah.
to choose, and in 6 months you have 2 opportunities. The second 6 months you have another 2 opportunities. So for instance, for example, if you want to open a business this year, for example, but this window going to be open 2 years from today. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to work. Wow, you see? So that's why sometimes we try things and it's the wrong timing,
right?
It's not the timing. Then it's going to be happening only 2 years later.
So that's what Oprah says, which is interesting because Oprah is somewhat spiritual and for a lot of people, she's opened up spiritualism to a lot of people. She meets with Kabbalah, people she meets with, my Buddhist nun, she's met with Pema Chodron, Catholic priests, she meets with rabbis all over.
Wow.
And Super Soul Sunday, she says that luck is when opportunity and timing,
preparation
and timing.
Yeah,
because
it has to be the right time, you're saying.
It's timing.
Yeah.
Because, and if you know the time, then you follow the path. You see what I mean? But if you don't, then you just don't understand why things doesn't work
sure.
for me, or why I don't have a baby now.
Sure. Why I'm not famous.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing,
because
bing.
It's not only that, it's divided by 3 ways that everyone in life is going the same way, which is called, I call it judgment, mercy and potential. Those are 3 ways that every human being going through in life. And if you're not familiar how it's work, then it's like you're going in a
you're going blind.
You're just like blind, you know what I mean? And not only that, sometimes people like they try to do stuff which they're not, it's not the purpose of their life. And let's say for instance, if somebody like to be a dancer, but it's not the purpose he was born for.
Ooh,
so, of course, he's not going to go
this
away.
Is crazy, because I often think, I always think there was a curse on me somehow. I always feel like I should have made it by now because of the connections I've done and the work I've put into it. At least someone somewhere should have seen me where I could have made a move forward. And it's not like, and so then I think, what if I was supposed to be this entertaining person, but like a doctor? Like, what if I screwed up? And did thought I was supposed to entertain by doing like hosting and acting.
Right.
But what if I really was supposed to be like a really good nurse?
Right.
That was entertaining.
Right.
Like,
but
do you know what I mean?
It depends on what path you want to take.
I guess which door you take.
But at the same time, I don't know. I, for one, and we can have a discussion on this some other time, but I have an opinion about how I think you should go about your career.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with the fact that you're so smart and funny and entertaining at the same time.
What about
but
a
it
doctor?
May not mean. But maybe that's not the skills you need to be a doctor or an entertainer or a host. Maybe you should have. And you also said, you know, if someone sees me. But the point is, maybe you can make it happen.
Oh, well,
maybe
I,
you
that's
don't
what
have
I'm doing.
To wait for somebody.
But that's
you know?
What like stand up
yeah,
is
like
all about.
Yeah, like do your own show.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
like
I do.
That, right?
Yeah, but you see, okay, you have to understand, in order to understand the life, you have to understand the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand how the spiritual world working, then you apply that to your life.
Mm.
So we all have desire to do many, many different things. Everyone wants to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, you know, we all, it's the nature of a human being. But the world is built the way it should be in harmony, that everyone do something to make it like one piece, like the whole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For example,
everyone makes a contribution to put together this common
for
thing.
For example, if you take a car, so you have the engine, you have alternator, you have a radiator, you have some part, but they all work in harmony, then the car can function, yeah?
Right.
So the same, similar to this, it's a world. So one of them, it's a doctor, one of them, it's cleaning street, one of them, it's secretary, and that way they work in harmony.
In harmony.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it could not be that if everyone want to be doctor, then
right,
all
there's
the
no harmony.
Gonna stop.
Right. The so a car made of alternators, if you can imagine that, you know?
Yeah.
Or all, yeah, it's all made of tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not, you need the different pieces.
But I wonder, like, how do you see when you're doing a map, let's say for Sam or for me, because it's going to happen.
Yeah, it will happen for you.
How do you see it in colors? Do you see it in flashes? Do you see when you're giving us the map or something, how do you see it?
No, she sees it. Yeah, yeah, it's not like a psychic thing.
No,
at
I
all.
Know, I know.
No,
yeah,
no,
no,
I know.
She reads it all in the map. She does like a physical
what
map.
What I do, I basically like, for example, your date, the day you was born, and your name, it's actually the DNA of the soul.
Mm.
So
like the time and day you were born and your name are the components of the soul.
Okay, there you go. And then
go on.
By this I can see what's the purpose of your life.
How do you
what
s-
you was
incredible.
Born for? What's gonna happen in your life if you're gonna be rich, you're gonna be poor, if I mean, of course, I check in. It's like a lot of puzzle that I check in. It's not just I looking at your dad. Then I take in many, many puzzle. I put them together. And then I write this map. I call it map. It's not a map. But
Is it written word? Is it, what does it look like?
It's something that I write. I write just a code. I don't need to write more than a code. And when I look at this code, then I know exactly what this mean.
Right, but if you write it down, it is a map for life.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
it's
sure.
a map for where you come from, where
you're
going.
I just didn't
going,
know if it was an actual, like, if she wrote, like, steps
she,
down.
Yeah,
like,
she
yeah,
does.
Wow.
She does, but...
Because you have to understand, because before the soul descend to this world, she already have...
a purpose?
Not only purpose. Everything is written for her in advance. It's not
destiny.
Like you come to this world. Fate. She have a purpose. Yeah, you're right. She have a purpose to come to this world. And so everything is written, but you still have the free will.
Right.
Which sound like paradox. Because, okay, if everything written, where is my free will?
Right. So if everything is predetermined already and decided for us in advance, where's the free will here?
And then what's your answer? Because I think of the hallway with the doors in the metaphor.
Right.
But
in order for me to have free will, I have to have two choices. If I don't, then I don't have free will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the first choice that human beings have is to choose between... bad or good.
Right.
If I go in the bad direction or I go in the good direction.
Right.
And the second choice after that, then that's why when I mention every 6 months you have two opportunities, then you have another choice to choose between which opportunity you're going to take. If you have, for example, if this time come, I have an opportunity to open a business or to travel. I can choose and decide if I want to open a business or I travel, or I stay at my job because mm-hmm. I have secure in my job. I have benefit. I have everything. I'm not going to go destroy it, everything. Mm-hmm. Right. Or I'm going to save my money, or I'm going to travel mm-hmm. and open a business and leave my job. So right. this one is my choice.
Right.
Now, it doesn't matter if you're going to decide to go in a bad way or a good way. If you took your opportunity, it's still going to happen.
Right.
Why? Because this one, it's written. But you have the choice. So the difference going to be if you go in the good, positive way, so what's going to happen? You're going to travel to visit your family, and you're going to open business, for example, as a clothing store.
Okay.
But if you decide to go in the negative side, then you're going to fly to Honolulu to rob a bank, and you open a store selling drugs.
I see. So it's the
you
same.
I see what you're saying. So that happened in negative, and this one in the positive.
Right, wow. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, the bottom line, I think, of what Siona is saying is that you always have the choice within certain options that you have. And I like to compare this to, like, for example, if you stick your finger in the socket, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is this, is that when you, sticking your finger in the socket electrocutes you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, it hurts you. So what you do is, you have no choice over that because that's the consequence. Mm-hmm. You put in your finger, bam. So that's the consequence. Now, the thing is this, you can choose whether to put your finger in there or not. That's your free will. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. If you decide to take the good path, this is what's going to happen. If you take the evil path, the bad path, the negative one, this is what's going to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and you decide which way you want to go. And I think that makes total sense because we were given a framework within which we have free will. We obviously don't have free will about everything, right? Because mm-hmm. we can't control the weather. We can't control anything that, let's say, God has created, mm-hmm. okay? We have no control over that. But the thing we do have control over is our choice.
So what do you say to people who say, I believe there's no free will? What do you like I have a hard time. I believe in free will. I'm sorry, for free will, in fate. Right. I believe in fate, and then I have a hard sometimes I question it, and I'm like, do you just not question it? You know it's written out there for everyone. You can just feel it. Yeah.
You're because I can say that for sure.
Yeah,
because you know I do it for so many years.
Yeah,
and
you've seen those
many people even. Not only when I read the past, I mean, you know, because I'm doing that so many years, I've been seeing those people.
Mm.
And if we talk about what I told them 2 years ago or 3 years ago, everything, it's been happened.
Really?
That's why I feel very confident keep doing that. Because, you see, it's also, you have to be very knowledge about those things and, you know, because you're giving people advice.
Yes, it's very, I was going to say, this is very life advice. I mean,
a lot of responsibility.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's based on my information, people doing think. You mm-hmm. see what they're saying?
Right.
And it's a lot of responsibility for me. And from my experience, I mean, I feel very secure, very
confident.
Yeah, confident about what I'm doing because I already been seeing things
happen. The
results. Yeah. Like, I can tell you one story, for example. Can I say that?
Yeah.
What? Say what? A story?
Yeah, a story.
As long as it's not too long.
No, not too long.
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
For example, I had someone come to me, uh-huh. young girl, and I say, you know what? I see that in 9 months, you're going to have opportunity, you're going to get married.
Mm.
You know what? She been laughing. And laughing, and I start laughing with her because
she's laughing.
Vindictive.
Yeah, right.
So we both laughing, and he said, "You see, I can't change it. That's what you. It's been written for you."
Right.
She said, "It's no way."
She doesn't believe it at all.
No way. I don't have boyfriend. I don't think about get married. I don't think about you know. So anyhow, to make it short, 9 months later, I had her friend came to me, and she said, "You know who sent me?" I said, "No." She mentioned him. And I said, well, you know, I don't remember, but I remember this one because we've been laughing a lot. And then I said, so what's going with her? She just told me to let you know she's in the airplane right now in this moment going to Israel to get married.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. And so how long after that was that?
9 months later.
9 months later.
Like she's yeah. then.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so there you go. You know, the thing is this, and what I like about it, Tori, it's not like she's saying, look, I'm connecting to spirits.
Sure, sure, sure. I'm not, right? like, listening to something else.
Yeah,
right.
or I'm, like, looking at right, the stars right. and, you know. But she is going based on something that that makes spiritual sense.
Is
right?
it a numerology type of situation? So if I know, like,
I think there's numerology involved in it, no?
No,
it's just gematria, okay. right?
It's which is to do with the soul, and it's individual to everybody. You see what I mean? I cannot... Right. Whatever it's... happen in your life, it doesn't make sense it's going to happen in your life.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's very individual and it's everything to do with the spirit.
And how long does it take you to, let's say, do a map?
Map is a minimum time, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, to sit with a person.
Yeah.
And some people ask more questions. They like to get more advice or, you know, the kind of not sure what to do. So sometimes it can go up to 5 hours.
Sure. You're yeah. laughing. It can keep
and
going.
And she can talk. Yeah, yeah. She can talk. She won't stop, you know.
We yeah. all do. That's what we're talking out loud for a living. That's why we all do this.
But not only that, I mean just to prepare.
Sure.
Right.
It's another 3-4 hours yeah. before they come in.
Yeah, wow. yeah. So, you know, if nothing else, look, I'm going to be the proof in the pudding, okay? Mm. I'm going to have Tiona make me a map, and which he promised to do, and then we'll see what happens, you
That's
know?
So
I'll reveal some of the things that I can reveal, I will reveal.
Now, do you
if it's
want
not
to
too personal.
Do you want to know about things?
No,
do
I don't
want to
know.
Not know about some things?
No. What I'm saying is I want to understand my path. I don't care what's ahead for me.
I see.
I want to understand.
I see.
And she's done it for me before, and I don't remember anything from it because it was 3 years ago, but we'll go over it again. But what I do have an experience with, and that was with some other spiritual people like numerology and astrology.
Sure.
These things, and I'm not talking about astrology in the newspaper. I mean, I went to an astrologist in Israel. She was very spiritual, and she told me everything about me. So, you know, and then a numerologist did the same thing for me. So, and this was at a time where I had like a spiritual reawakening in myself. And you know what? I realized like the world is not against me.
Mm.
It's like I'm just not aligned with my purpose.
It's almost like another door thing. Your door was just closed,
right?
And it's like
I was trying to get out the door,
right. And then you could just open it,
right? You know, and what you realize is at first you think, God, you know, it's like the whole world is against me, nothing's working out for me, but you don't realize you're doing the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's a lot of order in the universe, and I can attest to that it's just the way of how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, can you do people of all religions? Can you do people who are
yeah,
it's mad
nothing
people
to
or
do,
in
it's nothing
theology
to do
at all?
With, religious. It's all to do with the soul.
Wow.
Right. And it has no religion in it at all, right? People
no,
don't have to be religious.
Because I know.
We're all human
no God,
we're all
no nothing.
Created by God. Yeah. We all right. have a soul. And, you know, so it's just human being. It's nothing to do with your belief.
Wow.
Right, right. So it has to do with the soul, and that's the thing. Then people have to argue, well, is there such a thing as a soul or not? Well, the thing is if you don't believe there's a soul, you have to explain many other things. Whereas if you can, like we were going to talk about reincarnation, right?
Uh-huh.
Some people don't believe in that. Tell them why they should believe in reincarnation.
Well, I believe that everything in world is created by two, which is mean, like for example, in life you have black, white.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's always
bad
flip sides to everything.
Everything
a dichotomy of both.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the same way the human being, he created with two different things, which is one is a soul.
Uh-huh.
And one, the body,
like
spiritual and material.
Physical, right.
Physically. So, and the soul, you have to understand that the soul have also three parts. It's not
three parts.
One soul, yeah.
Okay. So the soul has three parts. What are they?
Three parts. So one of them, it's a higher part, which is the wisdom. The soul is
the wisdom.
Between the two eye in the high brow.
The third eye.
Yeah. You can call it third eye. And which one from this soul, human being get like knowledge, wisdom, anything to do with study, with wisdom, talking, the five sense. And then you have the other part of the soul, which still is connect together,
right.
Which is in the heart.
Mm.
And this one we call it the spirit. It's different from the soul.
Mm.
And through the spirit, basically, it's all your feeling, crying, sadness, happiness, all those come, everything related to feeling come from the soul, from the spirit.
Mm.
And then the third part you have, which is in the liver, which is called nefesh. I'm not sure if you call it in English mind, but let's call that number two spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is, she forced people to do anything related to the material world that run after money, after material, buy a car, anything to do with materialism.
Right.
So you first of all, you have to understand, if you understand the way the soul works, and then you can understand related also to the life, why human being, like some people like to just, they don't care about anything, just money, money, money.
Right,
and some people
right.
more spirit.
So it's the part of them they connect to more? Okay.
So, now, if some people don't believe, then let me ask you a question.
Right.
When, let's say if somebody walk on the street and die.
Right.
His body is still complete. He doesn't miss any part. Mm. He doesn't have anything. I mean, why he cannot talk? Why he cannot... see me, hear me. Why?
Right.
That means something is there.
Well, the body stopped working, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's missing, that means something is missing. So the same thing, if you take the computer, you unplug it from the electric,
right.
it's not going to work. So right. the body is like related to the
So the soul is the energy that leaves the body.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and if without this energy, you cannot do anything.
Right.
So, and not only that, I mean, sometimes when I look at in the world and I'm thinking, listen, it's a purpose here. Somebody made this world.
Made this.
Yeah,
there was intelligence behind this, right?
Exactly.
But some people will say, well, you know what? It's just cosmic dust. And over 14 billion years, that's what happened.
But then, like, who gave you the cosmic dust?
Right. But
you know,
why,
I always ask that question.
But why does it have to be a who? I mean, that's
or what? I don't mean it like who, but I'm like, what started?
No, I know. But what, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But what or anything. No, but what I'm saying is, this is only in our way of thinking. Maybe there's a way of thinking where why or how, and this doesn't really matter. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, time is like, you know, maybe there's somewhere or somehow where things are timeless.
Oh,
you know,
time
is something we invented, sort of.
To be honest, I never understood geometry. I can't even build you a cube. Like I'm really bad at math and stuff. What I was fascinated by was the philosophy of sort of math and physics and the idea that time and life and space are one, it can be a continuum,
yes, yes.
is incredibly confusing.
Right?
But also, like, that means there's other dimensions. I mean, that really puts into flavor.
Right.
It opens everything up.
But let me show you quickly, and we digress just a little bit, but let me show you how, what were we just talking about?
The cubes? The science?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, we were talking about the geometry and
yes,
all
yeah,
this
yeah, yeah.
that you were talking about,
yeah.
right? So I totally friggin' forgot what I want to say. We're going back to you.
All right, we're going
okay,
back.
Okay, I'll go back to that. But that's what happens. Sometimes my train of thought just breaks, and I can go back to it. You know, it's sort of like it doesn't connect for me.
It just is a blank spot.
Right. You know, and it's really frustrating because I know I was making an important point. And then when I'm going to listen back to it, I'm going to say, what the hell were you talking about?
But, you know, it's all come to belief.
Yeah, and, yeah. Oh, I did want to say, okay, time and space.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Mm-hmm, okay.
okay. And that's what Einstein discovered,
that's what
right?
And Stephen Hawking and, you know, a lot
right,
of people thought.
Right,
yeah.
But Einstein, I mean, his actual... let me explain to you space and time, okay?
Tell me.
Okay, let me... Very simply. Do you know, like, for example, if I tell you, okay, I have to go over downtown... And you ask me how far is it, mm-hmm. and I go 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now you asked me in distance, and I answered you in time. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like they're related.
Yeah, they're cousins. Yeah, they might not get along all the time. They're really different. One's really preppy. One's a grunge girl, but they are cousins.
Right.
No, they're very related.
So time and space are related, and everything else is related. Mm-hmm. And Tsiona, you know, it's very interesting you say, because I took Kabbalah for a year, and it was very interesting. I learned a lot of stuff, you know. There's a lot of stuff that's commercial about it that I left out, but the message remains. And the Kabbalah is wisdom that's given back over the centuries, given down, handed down, let's say. Mm-hmm. But it was started, like, what, in the 13th century or something in Spain and all that. That's when it became, like, sort of big, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they wrote the Zohar and everything else, mm-hmm. But there's a lot of wisdom to it, you know, and when you get into it, you go, wow, mm-hmm. you know, this is, and I think, Tiana, that's why they tell people you can't study this stuff before you're 40 years old and you have to be male. Is that true? I mean, why do they say that?
Okay, the Kabbalah, basically, it talk about every subject that you can think in the world. Mm-hmm. This is number one, which is mean, either science, math, astronomy, life after death, about everything that what is hiding. They right. doesn't talk about money. They doesn't talk about the everyday life.
Right.
They're just talking about, like,
the hidden things, the things that are hidden from
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Right. And you know what? Another thing I wanted to bring up is for people, in Hebrew is interesting because there's a lot of words taken from different words. But even in English, we have, like, roots of words, mm-hmm. right? So, for example, the word for world or universe is olam. Mm-hmm. Now, the word for hidden is ne'elam, which is from the same root. So, in other words, the universe is hidden from us, and the Kabbalists are trying to figure out, okay, what does this all mean, right? How does mm-hmm. this all work? It's like the workings of the universe, and that's heavy stuff to get into, mm-hmm. you know? So that's why I think they say to a lot of people, you won't even comprehend what this is about, because when you start talking about death, because you have to explain why babies die, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Things like
exactly.
that, right?
And not only that, I mean, besides that, they're talking about everything is behind this world, about the spiritual world, is very hard to understand, because even if it's in my language, the way it's written, it's like kind of code, mm. and it doesn't say, it's not like you're reading newspaper mm-hmm. and okay, I understand everything, I read it. You have to understand between the line, mm-hmm. and many times they use geometry, but even if they use geometry, it's actually letter, it's like a word.
Whoa.
It's
right.
not like number.
Whoa.
And I remember when I start 20 years ago, it took me one book, which is about 100 pages, mm-hmm. 5 years.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
I learned that from morning to the night.
Wow.
Maybe like minimum 12 hours. And it took me 5 years.
Wow.
I'm talking about every day. I don't talk about like once in a while, because each time I discover more and more things mm. when I read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's very, very hard language. Even if it's in your language, the way you
describe
a hard language. Is very,
yeah.
hard.
Just like math for me is in my language, and I still don't understand a word of it. You know what I mean? It must be like that. Where you
yeah.
Study, yeah.
I think it's even harder
yeah,
than
I would imagine, yeah. Because I'm also talking about the universe, and yeah, not squares,
and
not squares.
And it's ancient. It's older Hebrew as well, you know, so it's kind of hard to understand, and they do deal with a lot of deep stuff, you know, about death and uh-huh. stuff. So let me ask you this, we brought this up, right, and this is about soul and everything. Now, so let me ask you this, why is this happening? Why is everything set up like this? So we have a path that we come here to do. Why do we even have souls? Why do they have to come back? Why is this happening?
Okay, if we start talking about the soul, we need to go to the beginning.
Okay.
Which is, I let's don't know how much time we have, but let
me. We have about
there.
7 minutes.
That's fine.
Seven
we can
minutes.
Talk about
okay,
the world
just
talk in
about
7 minutes.
Reincarnation.
Yeah.
What does mean reincarnation? So let when the soul coming down to this world, she coming pure, but she carry with her something that she did before, mm-hmm. the life before. That she come here, she need to fix whatever
It's like Buddhism.
Damaged before.
Right.
So when person come to this world, so and they does good stuff in life, that mean, let's say, you didn't do 100%, but you did 50%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when this when after people die, 50% of the soul stay in above, mm-hmm. and 50% come to fix himself, mm-hmm.
right.
and then another 20% he fix, and 20% stay up.
It's just
after
like Buddhism.
You die, of course. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It is a lot like Buddhism.
Just like it.
Because spirituality is related.
You have to fix 20% you have left.
Right.
And then after you complete everything, then
you go to Nirvana.
Right.
I mean, that's just like, that's just the story of reincarnation for Buddhism, is you will face the same things the other past lives have faced until you fix it. But each time you can fix it. Until it's done.
And then
it's Nirvana.
You don't come anymore.
Right.
That's right.
And then you go where?
Enlightenment.
Huh? Yeah, after you totally like complete all your lesson and
after you complete. But
what happens then?
And then after all the universe supposed actually to complete
to complete purpose. Itself this
exactly,
part this purpose.
Because all the universe is actually it's one.
Right.
We don't have a part. It's like, for example, if I go out to space, I see the world just as one long round ball.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I
exactly.
don't see the detail.
And I when you think about the Big Bang as well, it had to started from one. It had to have started from the most basic thing, which would have been one. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you get? But where did that stuff come from?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is beyond us. This is God's stuff.
It is beyond us. It is.
You know, but when you talk about the souls, I think it kind of makes sense. They do say that, like for example, like Adam and Eve. Okay, that Adam had the total souls that will ever be, and then they separated, mm-hmm. and I think if every time, I mean, it's very deep, but this is very simplified. But after they each do their own thing, they will come back together and it'll become one again.
We have to come back to the time when was Adam and Eve.
Right, or the original sin.
All that, the only purpose.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing, because, I mean, when they chose knowledge, we chose a certain, I think, path in our lives to go from the spiritual to the material world. I mean, that was really what we asked for. That was the consequence of going to the tree of knowledge, okay? And that's just how we connect it with the Bible and things like this, because there's no other explanation. So you start, if you think about spirituality, you think it had to start from something. And Adam and Eve were not a man and a woman physically there. It was more like a symbolic thing, right?
Of
it's what happened to the soul.
Same thing like when you say about Noah.
The flood?
No, not Noah. Jonah.
Jonah. Mm-hmm.
Jonah.
With the whale.
Like he was, what do you call this fish?
The whale.
Right. Swallow him and this. So we read it as a whale.
Right.
But actually it's mean boat.
A boat.
It's a boat. Like
right.
A
submarine.
Yeah,
okay.
A submarine. You see?
Okay, but the thing is this: yes, a lot of things are very symbolic, and the Kabbalah shows you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not about a snake and the apple and all that stuff. You know, this is simplified for people that are less intelligent than we are.
And I hear that. And what's frustrating to me is people kill in the name of this because they take it literally.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Right, right.
When you have jihadists and crusaders and they kill in the name of this book, which they take literally.
Right,
as
right.
a man came from a woman, came from a rib. I mean, they will kill for that belief. And it's hard for me
and
to understand that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I see it more as symbolic. I see it as a story, an oration that was passed down, and you tell a story with mythical objects, and you use it to tell good versus evil. Same thing.
But that's the thing. You see, like in Judaism, for example, like when you talk about God, there's female components to it as much as male. You know, it's not like a, right? I mean, it's not like all about the male and stuff, although the very religious ones do it that way.
You see, the way that even the Bible is written is just the way, like, story.
It's just a story.
For everyone to understand.
Right.
I mean, the Bible, if you give to a child 5 years old or somebody 90 years old.
They're just stories to teach.
It's just a story that then they all can understand and enjoy that. But the deeper you go, the deeper you start digging in, then you discover a lot of things. which you
they're hidden in there, you know, and there's a lot of stuff. I mean, the thing is this story, if you go open-minded into at least the Torah, which is the first part of the Bible in all the religions, okay, then you'll see that it's different, and there's a lot of things about it. We don't have time to talk about it. Maybe Tiona will come back. We'll continue talking about that stuff. But I also want to update. I got a book called We Have No Idea. And it's a physics kind of book. Okay, but fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun reading.
I like that.
And it does talk about time. It talks about antimatter and stuff like that, but in a simplistic way. Mm-hmm. And if you understand the fact that we know and how they explain that we know virtually nothing. Mm-hmm. We only know, you know, everything we know about the universe, apparently it's only 5% of everything that probably is.
We know very little.
You know what I'm saying?
I would think so, she knows like 20,000% more than I do, but I know very little. No, and I'll be very open about
I'm
that.
I'm just a simple person. Just as you.
Yeah. Anyway, we are out of time. Tiona, tell people how they can find you. Do you want to give out your phone number or a website or Facebook?
I can give my phone number. I don't have a website. I turned
down
my
website. But you have
website.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Okay, go ahead.
You need
give
to
it
spell
out.
My...
Your
My
name. Okay.
Yeah,
it's,
I let you do it.
Yes.
It's Siona, and it's S-I-O-N-A, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the last name is Thacker, T-H-A-C-K-E-R. And you can find her on Facebook. What's the phone number?
818-718-471-471-22-22-71.
And you
I'm
going
to be texting her.
And if you guys are not sure about how great she is, I'm telling you, she's given me one. I'm going to be the example. I'll be the guinea pig here.
Well, I like the girl that got married 9 months later. That gives a lot of hope to people.
There you go. And then if Tori likes it, she'll come to you. You'll do that for her. And everybody will be happy. And so please call Siona, guys. She's the real thing. We're not talking about just psychics and talking to ghosts and spirits and things like this. We're talking about like real stuff, you know, deep stuff.
Reality.
And there's no like, there's no judging God here. There's no none of that.
I don't
stuff.
Think there's a lot of judgment anywhere.
Right, right.
I think you can't use a lot of judgment when you're talking about things like
this.
No.
Yeah,
right. Very little.
It's nothing to do with judgment.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
There we go. And so there is no hell. There is no Satan. Relax, everybody. Go and have a great day. Dory, thank you so much for coming back.
Absolutely.
We love having you. We missed you a lot.
I missed you guys.
All right, thank then. Siona, thanks again. And we'll see
you're
everybody
welcome.
Tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.